Hey everybody, it's Manny Garavito for Miami Networking, and we are doing another interview today of a local that I met at a recent networker at the SLS Hotel. This is Chris Darcy from ecompricer.com. Chris, give us an introduction on you and your project.
Cool. Okay. So I run ecompricer, which is an AI-powered discount management platform. So essentially, we manage which discounts are displayed for online sellers. And in doing so, we optimize things along the way to boost their overall profit. You know, when people set prices and set discounts these days, despite it being entirely quantitative and entirely something that's results driven, people just kind of guess. You know, people have a feeling that 20% is the right discount for this period of time. Some people will, you know, change prices based on, you know, how much it costs to produce things, you know, how their ads are doing, stuff that makes no difference to the consumer. What we run is a little bit of code that gets put into people's websites. And when a client website uses our code, what it does is that piece of code will manage the discounts that are displayed to users. What we really try and do is go quite granular and allocate particular discounts to particular users. And in this way, A, it boosts overall profit, but it also allows us to apply larger discounts to clients who really need, you know, to customers who really need it in order to convert. You know, so it does make pricing a bit more equitable, but it also makes the operating the store a lot more efficient. The other nice thing about doing it with this AI-driven way is we can calculate exactly how much money we earn a client site by running our scripts. So in order to make sure that, you know, things are low risk for everyone, we actually don't charge upfront fees. What we do is we charge commission on the profit increase. So, you know, in that way, we've been able to guarantee the ROI that we have for all of our customers. So everyone gets exactly the same ROI, which is 233%. So if you pay us a dollar, you know, the only way that can happen is if you have earned, you know, an additional $2.33 off of that.
Who's your ideal customer to use this algorithm that you've developed?
So our ideal customer, which is not, you know, the customers we're limited to, is our subscription service providers, you know, who sell stuff monthly. So they're particularly easy to work with. They deal with huge, revenue numbers. Yeah, so people like our biggest client is a subscription marketing service, you know, that sells monthly packages in a tiered system. But we're also well set up for Shopify's, you know.
Can your algorithm be used into a Shopify store? You can just plug that in.
Oh, exactly. You can just, the setup takes 180 seconds. Yeah. Hmm. You've got to put in your email address and sign up, you know. Then we'll give you a script, and then there'll be a bunch of, we've got a little image guide to help you, a little animated, you know, thing that'll help you, set it into your site. It's two copy and pastes, and then you get to your dashboard, and, from there, it's just, put in your credit card info for when we eventually bill you when you start making profit, which we never bill you if you don't make profit using us. Yeah.
So this is a very simple thing to plug into your e-commerce store.
Extremely simple.
And how do you tweak it? How do you tweak, you know, if you have a database with information of previous customers, how do I segment that audience to show one particular price to one segment and a different one to a different segment?
You don't. So that's what we do. Our scripts will collect data about your users coming in. You know, and not PII, you know, so you're not at a GDPR risk, but a lot of the data we collect is stuff like, what's the weather like where someone is right now? You know, what kind of device are they using? What are the rough demographics of that area? What time of day is it? What language settings are on their computer? Stuff like that. You know, little bits of information that help us create a, you know, a slightly more refined picture of what that person is going to buy. So that information gets passed to us. We do all that processing. You don't need to do any segmentation.
So I was thinking that the algorithm gets information from your database or your website or your ideal customer, but what it's doing is it's getting data points from outside of that.
Exactly.
How many data points does it aggregate? Do you have a number?
Oh, wow. For the number of data points, points for a customer? Ooh, thousands. Nice. Like there's a lot of data that gets crunched. And then it's over a lot of different users as well. Like the traffic levels are very significant. So there is a huge amount of data to work with. And of course, the more data we get from you as a client site, the better we'll get with your individual client site. You know, using other people's data is, takes you so far, and we build off of that, which is why you'll get greater increases at greater volumes, because we really start to get to know your particular traffic versus using what the system already knows about how traffic vaguely works. We are able to work with pretty much any sized business. The only group of businesses that we really can't work with are Amazon sellers. And that's chiefly because Amazon is not an online store where you can, manage the site and put your own custom code in. Amazon is, if we could theoretically work with Amazon, but we'd have to have Jeff Bezos let us in. Someone's got to let us put the script in. Amazon sellers do not have that ability. They are not in charge of the store. Which is kind of where we have problems. Shopify sellers can put in custom code. Subscription sellers always put in custom code, but Amazon, unfortunately, because they drive huge volumes, is just, unless we make really good friends with someone very, very important there, we're probably not going to be able to get in there.
That's great, Chris. All right. So if you are an e-commerce store owner, especially if you're looking to get started with any sort of subscription service, definitely check out ecompricer.com. Chris Darcy's work, as you can tell, he really understands the psychology of prices, and he can automate it for your business. Is there any other contact point that you'd like to share, Chris?
Oh, yeah. You just hit us up on ecompricer.com or the LinkedIn page I'm usually accessible at, And you can probably, you can hit up contact@ecompricer.com by email as well, and you'll be able to get through to us.
Thank you very much for tuning into the Miami Networking Podcast. We do a networking event every single Wednesday where you can meet great personalities and innovators such as Chris and all the other locals of Miami and Brickell. Chris, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks so much, Manny. Great to be on.